Okay, it is 3 minutes past 11 this Friday, the 8th of March. It's been a bit of musical chairs. We've moved Fedula into the Friday panel and we've moved Katie into this seat. And we welcome Katie. And it's a very important year, this, for Katie. It's 20 years to the day, 2003. In search of a better life, Katie was put on a boat in the Keys in Dublin, which I thought was beautiful. And they set sail for Pastures New, going the long way round to County Cork. Unfortunately, a storm...
A storm blew up
mm-hmm. and she was washed ashore in Killybegs, where she was taken in by a family.
Yeah.
Lived there until she got on her feet for the next 3 or 4 years, and then packed her stuff to make for a better life in Letterkenny.
That's very true. Every bit of it.
She has made a better life because she works here at Highland Radio, but also has a micro business from her kitchen where she supplies cuddle to the... What? Well, she supplies. But anyway, listen, you're busy. We appreciate your long journey here.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
It's remarkable.
You're welcome. It's so welcome. Beautiful. Anytime.
Thank you so much. A wonderful story. Which
For no one else, though. Just for you.
There's a book in it, definitely. And Michael Ladiolo.
You love me, one the other.
writer and blogger, Michael. How are you all getting on?
Good.
Yeah,
we're
good.
Very well. Obviously, we talk about everything here. Take it neither of the two of you are watching Celebrity Big Brother.
That's correct.
Yeah, no.
I made a conscious decision not to.
Is Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, and Louis. Yeah,
and apparently they're chatting about celebrity presenters or something.
That's why they were put in.
Did Sharon Osbourne not do that before or something like it?
I don't know.
No,
she was in. Was she in
something?
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. But anyway, I can't really talk about it because I made a conscious decision that I couldn't commit to it. Because, but if anyone out there has been watching it, you want us to let us know how it's going, please get in
Tell
touch.
Me what I'm missing.
We're talking about the big screen, little screen, but also the stage. You are tomorrow night one of a select few who managed to secure a ticket going to
the Addams Family. Yep.
Looking forward to that, I would say.
Michael is going also. And
yes.
Fionnuala, and there'll be a few Highland people. Mm-hmm. Donna Marie's just after seeing she's going as well. So, yeah, really looking forward to it, actually. Have read a bit of the Facebook hype, you know, because there's Facebook hype about this too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, really looking forward to it. It's a different kind of night out. And
you're not drinking?
I may have a glass of wine.
I know, I'm only joking. Of course you would. But, it'd be silly not to.
But no, in fairness, I went to Evita a couple of years back as well. I think that was one of the ones that they had done just before COVID struck, and I think they were meant to do this as well.
I think they got this was just getting underway.
They got the first week, I think.
But this is slightly, I think some people may...
Completely different
I think there was
show.
One or two shows before COVID, but this is, even if you did go and see it, I'm not sure if there's any tickets left, but this is not exactly the same as the first incarnation, according to Maria Walsh.
Maria Walsh.
My God. Is it? No, it's not Walsh.
Rush.
That's what I said, Maria Rush.
That's what is what you said, yeah.
I did say that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll back you on that. Did.
And I believe, to answer your question, there's no tickets left for Saturday night, as far as I know.
And
it's
tonight's
sold
out. Friday. Donald will tell us if there is. I don't think there is, though.
I know last night was definitely sold out because that was part of the hype. Like, I knew it was sold out, so I don't know about Friday, but... It has been selling out.
All right, great stuff. And I would say the amount of time goes into that. Did you find when you were working on the stage that once it sort of ended, everyone gets colds and flus and run down?
There's a slump,
There's this all this adrenaline building up to it, then the actual performance, and then the day after it's like... Ew.
Slump, Because no matter what happens, you keep going to that finish line and you run for it like maybe 6 weeks before a show. And you're right, you slump and then suddenly you're... Sniffles or whatever. Like, I mean, not every time, but it's always a slump.
It's something that
just,
is not
it doesn't
uncommon.
Happen the week of the show. The week of the show, you're just on adrenaline high. Like,
is that how you feel on a Friday?
I feel like that after every program because I genuinely
just
put so much into it.
Yeah. I see it when you come out every day.
Listen, this is not about me, especially today. But there's actually an awful lot of moving parts that I have to look after here.
I know.
I do it all myself, except for obviously put the show together.
Except for what Caroline does.
Yeah. No, I'm on about in the studio.
Oh, I get that.
The production.
I'm not.
You know? Do you ever hear at the end of the? Do you ever hear the
Donna
end
Marie's
of
coming in to quit?
Do you ever hear?
Don't. That's it. You're handling. Don't need it.
But
around
do you
here.
Ever hear at the end of sort of RT and say we want to thank Michael Leddy on sound. Katie and Donna Marie, who produced, and our series producer is Shannon Wilkes. You know what I mean? Like, here it's like me, Caroline.
Yeah, that's why you thank nobody when you win awards. You're like, it's all me.
He's like Eddie Murphy in a movie, you know? Like,
can I say, I just want to say, when we collected our IMRO award, and we were rubbing shoulders with the rest of the national and local stations, me and Caroline both went up and accepted it together as a partnership because we're equal. Morning, all. I've watched the first three episodes of Shogun. Big budget, big expectations, slow burner at the moment, but looks like it'll be kicking up gears soon.
Yes, that's one of interest to me. I'm sure a lot of listeners will remember the original Shogun. Based on a novel, this was one of the big miniseries of the early 1980s. This was the time when miniseries were very much in vogue on American primetime TV. Roots and Rich Man, Poor Man and so forth had started it. Shogun was Richard Chamberlain, and it's the story of a man from the civilized West, as it would be, who, and this is hundreds and hundreds of years in the past, who is shipwrecked in the Far East, which is a part of the world that, you know, he knows nothing about. So now they've remade it, obviously going back to the source material, and the original was highly acclaimed. I watched it a few different times through the 80s. I'm excited about this new one. Obviously, it's the same basic story, I'm assuming, you know, a man from the, again, civilized West who finds himself amongst these savages. But he gradually realizes, you know, as he gets to know the samurai code, as he learns a bit about them, he realizes that his perceptions may not be. And one other thing about the original, there was some pretty, for the time, graphic violence that you wouldn't see on 1981 TV screens, certainly in America. It was different in the UK because they would show more violent scenes. But so it was quite groundbreaking at the time. And I'm hoping that the new one is as good, if not
Oscars
better.
This weekend.
The Grouch?
The Oscars. The Holdovers, haven't seen it. American Fiction, haven't seen it. The Zone of Interest, haven't seen it. Barbie, did not see that. Oppenheimer, I thought it was quite good.
Yep.
Poor Things and Past Lives. Which one of those is the Irish one? Because they sound the same. Is it Past Lives? Poor Things. Emma Stone, it is Poor Things. That's the Irish produced film, which is in for a real shout, actually, if they just don't go down the obvious route of Oppenheimer. Anatomy of a Fall, I started watching that and kind of zoned out. It's shortlisted. Maestro and Killers of the Flower Moon. Have you seen any of those?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Any good?
Too long. Good. Okay. But far too long.
What about you?
Far
Kate,
too long.
Have you seen any of those?
I haven't.
You're like me.
No,
you don't really get to
do you know,
cinema.
The only cinema film that I have seen recently is the Peppa Pig movie.
Oscar running? Is that one of the big ones?
It should be because more people are watching it. You look at the top rated programs on Netflix, they're all Peppa Pig shows because they are our childminders.
But that to be honest with you, is the only movie that I've seen in the cinema of late. So I have to be honest about life at the moment. That's the way it is.
I can say, because Fionnuala was texting me last night, that Poor Things is now on Disney as of right now.
Oh, really? Okay, because that is, as I say, that is looking to be the dark horse, so to speak. Poor Things, this caller says, though, was a very strange film. Good, but not for the faint of heart. Don't watch it with your nanny.
Oh.
Which kind of makes it sound like it might do well at the Oscars because if it's a little bit quirky and what have you. Mm. But as I say, there's a ton. And of course, there's an Irish interest in Oppenheimer as well and elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
So that's on over the weekend.
That's a great film, you know.
What's the best thing you've watched lately? Because there's quite a list here, Katie.
Yeah, no, do you know
like
what?
You've printed off Netflix.
I just had to pull off.
Control P, Netflix.
The top three there are ones I've watched quite
recently. So Dead Water Fell. This was recommended to me by Fionnuala when I was sort of a bit peeved that something was over that I watched. I can't remember what it was. She said, have you tried Dead Water Fell?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
So I'm episode three now, so like that, I'm kind of in the middle of it. But first episode, very heavy, hard watch, but then it kind of gets a little bit easier to kind of like for the storyline. It's set in a kind of a small village in Scotland, so everyone you can imagine in this village knows each other. They're all neighbors, like all that kind of thing. And so basically the premise of it is the guys look out the window one night and see the neighbor's house is on fire. And the only survivor of that fire is the husband of
David Tennant.
Played by David Tennant, and his wife and three children perish in the fire. So it is basically a whodunit. So you're sort of led to believe one thing from the start, but then they're kind of it starts to go another way then after that. So that's kind of the premise of it. I like David Tennant since I watched him in Inside Man. Mm-hmm. I thought that was brilliant, and he's actually very good in this as well.
Is this typically British in that you're watching it and everybody is a suspect?
It is a bit like that. But to be honest, like I'm only three episodes in. I don't know how far that goes yet. But for the moment, it's just kind of little bits and pieces that are kind of they show you from the background of what's going on, things that have happened in the past, and obviously that all comes together to create a story at the end. And I'm not too sure how many of those characters they're going to bring in as suspects, but I imagine there'll be more than
this has been out a bit. It was originally Channel 4, and now it's on the Netflix platform.
Yeah, okay. It's on Netflix. Yeah. Now I did assume that it was shown on either BBC or Channel 4 before. I hadn't heard of it before. It appeared on Netflix.
Can you wait to watch the next episode?
Pardon?
Can you wait to watch the next episode?
I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out, but because the first episode kind of traumatised me, I'll not lie.
I can imagine it's tough subject matter.
I had to kind of stop watching the first episode and come back to it when I was feeling more able for it. It's definitely not a light watch. But
I'm glad that's not just me. If I don't feel emotionally strong, I'm not saying that's what you were feeling.
No.
I actually sometimes just have to go, right, I'll come back to this when I'm feeling a little bit more about myself.
Yep. Absolutely. And then when I did go back to it, thankfully most of the very traumatic scenes were kind of finished and I was able to kind of enjoy the process, the story unfolding. So, yeah, but I think it's very, very promising from sort of halfway through episode
Once you
three.
Get over
the initial...
Yeah, exactly what they're framing for you. Okay, so far, so good.
So far, so good. I would give it maybe a 7 so far, just to kind of, because I'm not sure how it's going to unfold.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Back with more from Katie, more specifically Michael, because it's his turn. After these messages, stay where you are. We've got live in-studio music for you too on the way, by the way. Now, over at across the road from us here in Letterkenny, Kelly's Centre Mountain Top, they have extended their range of food from Donnybrook Fair. What is that, you say? Well, from award-winning lasagna to creamy chicken korma, that's a curry, to classic seafood pie, perfect for single meals or also great family choices. The Donnybrook Fair's range of food offers freshly prepared everyday meals that are made using the finest ingredients with no additives or preservatives. So to mark this, we have a €100 voucher to give away for Kelly Centre up for grabs. You can spend it on Donnybrook Fair. You can buy coal or petrol. It's up to you. All we ask you to do is enter the competition. Complete the following common saying. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Is it that way around normally? No, is it normally? Oh, I've given the answer, have I? Just as well. Why are you laughing? So the question is, did I say it correctly? Or should I have said, men are from Mars and women are from Jupiter?
Yeah.
Does that work?
It's perfect.
All right, so send the answer Venus, plus your name and where you're from, to 086 60 25,000. Oh, my head's fried, folks. Sorry about that. It's Friday. Right. None of these are jumping out at me, Michael. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm actually joking. CSI Vegas and Alibi. I want to talk about this.
You do?
No. Yes, I do, of course.
He's so mean.
I'm just kidding.
He's horrible.
Can we talk about Alibi, right? Is Alibi like UK Gold or an old channel? Or
it's got some new things.
They use it for first runs as well.
There's a couple of things. I'm trying to think now. There's something on it that really surprised me. I was looking at the listings last night. Oh, there's some. But most of it's reruns. Most of it is cop shows, detective shows, and.
Is it a Sky Channel? Is it?
Or? You know, the Murdoch Mysteries and beyond that. And things like that are on that. But there's something
new. Hi, Trudy.
There's something got the prime slot, you know, 9 o'clock slot, but everything else is basically reruns, is the best way to, and there are cop shows, is the best way to put it. Like,
so it's a one-stop shop for cop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There.
So talk to me about CSI Vegas.
CSI, these are new episodes. These are on Friday nights. I don't know if they've run season two before, but I've seen season two. I saw it last year. But this may be new to Alibi. And they're about halfway through the season, and there's some really cracking episodes coming up. I love the CSI shows. Particularly the Vegas one, the new one, CSI Vegas, which is now in its third season. Midway through the second season, the thing about the CSI shows is, this one in particular, you get one solid crime and it's usually very quirky. Like, it's almost a fantasy show. Mm-hmm, I mean, these are not kitchen sink murders. They're not just, you know.
No, I remember there was one, I remember one that someone was killed, died, and they investigated it for 50 odd minutes. It turned out it was frozen pea falling out of a plane and landing on someone's head.
Yeah.
It's that kind of.
That kind of show, yeah.
So happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Peed on from a great height.
So in these block of episodes, which I've seen, you have like a chef getting locked in the, you know, the walk-in freezer, you know, kind of getting kept in there and frozen solid. You have a murder weapon. You have two people murdered, but they're murdered by the same weapon 10,000 years apart, which is pretty cool. And I love the couple of episodes that are coming up. Characters like Bo is one of my favourite characters in the show at the moment. He's an interesting backstory, coming from a world of commerce to work in the crime lab. And we learn in this season, in these upcoming episodes, that he has two daughters. And there's a really good storyline for him where he finds a crime scene gets to him because he has two little girls at home, and he finds himself for several episodes kind of not wanting to be out in the field. There's another one of the guys who has said in next week's episode, I think he's a social media presence where he is actually posting about his work, and then it draws, this is an issue of conflict because, well, these are crime scenes and all this kind of stuff. So the characters are cool, the crimes are quirky. What they're doing in season two, and which didn't really work for me, in these episodes up to 213, there's like a serial killer aspect, and there's, you know, there's, they're finding that crimes that have been investigated earlier in the season, suddenly they're like, oh, ABC link up, there's something going on here. That's very cool.
So just to be clear, the timeline here, this came back recently.
It did.
So
it,
you're talking about the new,
the brand new episodes, yeah. Right. And I, as far as I know, unless I'm, I think these are brand new to this.
This says more about me than it does the program. But we were watching the trailer, those of us, well, I and those watching the show, they've got old. We've all got old, right? But they look so much older than when I first watched this programme.
Well, it must be just...
But they have got older because it's 10
well,
or 15 years on.
Well, it's a new cast. It's a brand new cast.
What are you on about?
CSI Vegas. But there's one person like...
But what's the name of the guy?
Gil.
Yeah, he's in it.
He's not in it anymore.
Oh.
He was in it in the first... He was in it a couple of years back.
Okay.
So
this, all right, and his girlfriend is no longer in it?
No, you're absolutely right. They were in it.
So they did a transition then. So they rebooted it with the old.
Perfect.
And then, then they started
faded away.
Okay,
and those characters were given a happy ending.
Okay.
And you're right, but I mean, it's been 20 years.
No, as I say, it says more about me than them. Because I'm sure if I watched a video of me 20 years ago, I'd be saying, who's that handsome young man?
Who's that guy with that long hair going down below his shoulder? Down below his shoulder? No?
Flowing locks.
The only time it got below,
I see you as a sort of a
the only time it got below my shoulders was in the showers as it fell down my back.
You know, we weren't one of those hippie guys with the, you know, like, no.
I had, and do you know, I see it in Hudson, I had terrible hair. It never really, I don't think I ever had a full head of hair. Do you know that sort of thing?
Yeah.
But it never bothered me too, so that's grand.
I may have opened a can of worms here.
Yeah,
oh dear.
Put that lid.
I think the children call it triggering.
Put the lid back on there.
No, but it did. Thankfully, it was never
an issue.
And I've actually tried to. If it's the case for any of my other children, in case not to let them be defined by, you know what I mean. It's
well, oh,
is it
no.
Well, is it? It's nothing. It's only a bit of hair. But it's very important to some people too, and I respect that also.
Of course.
So, CSI Vegas and Alibi.
Yeah, so yeah, and these are, it's a new cast. I mean, it's a new show. I mean, Paula Newsome is the new leader, and they're all new characters. Except Catherine Willows has returned for this current series as well. Marge Hellenberger has been on so many shows. Like, she was on China Beach back in the 80s, the Vietnam War series about nurses in Vietnam. Real quality television. That was heavy watching. That was hardcore heavy. Like, it wasn't an action show like Tour of Duty. China Beach was about you know, it was rough to watch. Great show. So she's in the new series and she's not in every episode. It's very notable that, you know, Catherine Willows will be in one or two episodes and then she's just absent because she's like, you know, it's like a special guest star kind of thing. But self-contained stories by and large, they do an arc in season two. When they get to the nitty-gritty of it later in season two, the serial killer, I didn't like it as much because it was very much like any other crime show.
Mm. But do you know something that's self-contained episodes yes. and then one that's a long story? Yes. One's a serial and one's a series, is it?
A series can describe either. Like okay. a series of self-contained episodes.
Right, so what do you call it when there's one story through the whole thing?
An arc. Story arc. Okay. So they have an arc in season two which becomes prominent late in the season as they close in on the serial killer. I didn't like that as much. I like the self-contained...
That's a personal preference.
Yeah, but it's the quirkiness. It's the fact that, like... Yeah. Oh,
it's funny, that's the very thing that would put me off.
The
quirkiness. Quirky.
Well, it's not as quirky as Fargo. You know, Fargo is out there quirky. This is just, you know...
But I'm also over Fargo as well. Like, I think I'm changing.
It depends on how quirky... Like, here's one of the episodes, 212. A woman wakes from a coma after 4 years and she witnessed a crime 4 years ago. So that's just the quirkiness. Mm. It's like, oh, this is a crime scene that's 4 years out of date, so it's an extra obstacle for them. I don't think that's...
It is kind of put into OpenAI. Could you please design me a strange plot line for a
fair enough.
But no,
fair
I get enough. You, and it's each to their own, but I think I'm just changing. Katie, are you changing in terms of what you enjoy on the tellies, entertainment? Like, I've had a great week of watching Snooker.
Yeah.
They were playing out in... the Middle East, I think. The UAE, effectively, sorry. Mm. And there was an extra ball on the table for one 6-7 break. So I was watching that, I enjoyed that. Then I have to watch the soaps in the evening. And then I watched Darts last night. So I've not really had any time for...
Is that what you would have watched 20...
But also then sticking Reacher in there, still working for Reacher. So I'll be glad when that's over.
Reacher's
I think I'm going to go on to Dead Waterfall, Fell.
Fell, yeah.
As if I had a say in it. But I
can say I definitely haven't changed because when I was 10 years old, I was watching Kojak and Scooby-Doo. And now I'm watching Kojak and Scooby-Doo. Yeah. So I haven't changed
at all. But that's why you're such an interesting, unique character that you bring so much to this part of the program.
I do think that my taste has probably stayed the same even from when I was younger. Like when I was small, like it was always in our house on Sunday, every Sunday we'd watch Columbo.
Oh, yeah.
So to this day, I love Columbo. But I think that I'm still, like what I'm watching now reflects kind of that whole, I like that whole detective and whodunit and all that kind of thing.
I want a cop show, procedural,
yes,
with a long story arc that's reasonably well lit. You know?
Yeah.
So the desert... Bright.
Breaking Bad, I suppose you could put that in there.
Bright.
That's a drama. I just want a really good show to get really into. Like The Americans was actually really quite good for that. But anyway, okay.
And No Misery, you don't like it when the lead detective...
I watched the film Misery, actually. I watched the
film. Oh, that's a good film.
I love that movie. Love that movie.
You know these detectives that Greg loves?
She's quite nice, isn't it? I remember watching that when I was younger.
Bates.
She's not an unattractive woman. But I remember watching it as a young person and think she was a crazy old woman.
You know, she is.
And now I'm watching it and I'm clearly older than the character.
She's a new Matlock.
And you're like, oh, look, she's bringing him tea in bed. What's an old hobbling now here and there? Do you know? You're like changing your views entirely.
Do you really need your legs?
You're looking at it thinking, it's not the worst marriage. I can imagine it. No, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. Happens in every household.
Well, it's not often you get tea and coffee in bed stuff. All right, we'll have more from Michael and from Katie in a moment. A caller says, The Addams Family was amazing. I was very proud to be a Donegal girl watching, knowing the talent in our county. I have to say, Donald Kavanagh was just superb. And that comes from his wife. Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. And we have a number of guests in studio with us. Trudy O'Donnell, director of the Mulroy College Variety Show in On Green on in Letterkenny. That's where it's taking place. Trudy is amongst our guests. Hi, Trudy.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good to have you with us. How are you keeping?
We're all good. We have been very, very busy rehearsing for months now, I'd say, at this stage.
So, okay, so do you want to introduce our guests here?
Yes, so we have Avian Shields here to the right of me. Avian is also our deputy head girl, so very much involved in the shows and all the variety shows since she has been in Mulroy College. We have Sarah Delap. Sarah Delap is a transition year student, and we have Abigail Toomey. Abigail's in third year, and Gemma McGonigal as well is in transition year. So I suppose the variety show is mainly based on Mamma Mia. We have an adapted version that we kind of wrote ourselves with a lot of input from the students. And here we have Donna and her dynamos, and we also have Sophie. So Sarah's playing the part of Sophie. And then I suppose the first act as well in the variety show is a mixture of a variety of performances, music, singing and dancing as well, and some drama. And Gemma's also doing that.
So. Brilliant stuff. Evene, talk to me about your role more specifically, and just step in front of that mic for me.
I'm Donna Sheridan in the play, so I am Sophie's mum.
Yeah.
Sophie goes to get married, but then she cancels her wedding and she invites her dads to the wedding, and I get married to one of her three dads, so...
Doesn't sound weird at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, okay. And you've got great source material too, though, don't you?
Yeah.
With it, in terms of the storylines and the music as well.
Yeah.
What's rehearsing been like? Because you happen to balance all this in with the various stages of your education as well.
Yeah, it's been very jam-packed. Yeah. We've had rehearsals twice a week since September, October time, on top of mocks before then, and... it's just been go, go, go. But it's a great break also from studying and from doing school. So it's not like it's a chore. It's more like, oh, I volunteer. This is a break. It's like, it's nice to be a part of. It's nice to be in the community of the variety show.
Okay. Now, truly, is nothing in your back making you say that, like a loaded weapon or anything. That's all. No. You said that voluntarily. Okay.
I did, yes.
If you feel unsafe, nod. And I will, right. Okay. So you're going to do two bits for us, aren't you? You are. Sorry. So what's the first?
Gemma.
Okay, so is this all on your own, Sims?
Yeah.
Lovely, Gemma. Brilliant stuff. Gemma, have you always had an interest in music? Is this your first time performing live? Or
No, I've always been very into music. I think just the teachers in our school are unreal. They're really, really good.
Supportive.
Yeah, they're really, really, all of them. But in particular, Miss Chloe Borland, Miss Trudy O'Donnell, Miss Catherine McIntyre and Miss Nicola Shields have given up so much of their time for this.
And where are you in school? What class are you in, sorry?
I'm in transition year.
Transition year, okay. So you have another couple of years anyway. Yeah. Okay, so what are you going to perform for us, Gemma?
I'm
going to
sing Ter Lum, Mo Cailín Lum. It's Go Las a Go as Gilliga.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you are ready. Looking forward to this.
Thank you.
Tan Sarah Chat Kabui is Tadula Cream Kufashin Tanya.
done to you, Gemma. That was lovely. We have Gemma, Eveen, Sarah and Abigail and Ms. Trudy O'Donnell in studio with us. They are part of the students and staff in Mulroy College who are very excited to return to the stage in Ongrian Theatre and present their school variety show. It's on Wednesday the 13th and the 14th of March. There's an amazing lineup of talented musicians, singers, dancers and actors performing, guaranteeing a varied and enjoyable evening of entertainment for all. So it's on Wednesday, March 13th at 7:30pm, Thursday, March 14th at 7:30pm. It's in the wonderful setting of Ongrian on Theatre. Tickets are €15 each, a family of four, €55, inclusive of booking fee. And just to remind you, it starts at 7:30. 40, that's a fiver saving for a family of four, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
Why I passed maths in sixth class. Right, so, Trudy, you know, a lot of effort. Like, there's going to be a great turnout. Let's make no bones about it, but it'd be great to get it sold out well in advance, because it will sell out because of the amount of effort that these amazing young people, supported by the amazing staff, have put in. And people will be blown away by the talent on show,
They will be. We have a total of 114 performers from our school community that will be taking to the stage in Ongrian Theatre next week, and that is an amazing amount of our students as well, and staff. We'll not forget the staff that are, a lot of them are putting themselves out of their comfort zone as well to perform on stage.
We all like that.
Now on the Thursday night, it's actually almost sold out. There's still some availability for the Wednesday night, but we do anticipate that it will sell out.
It will, exactly. Yeah. So if you want to go along and see a great night's entertainment from 7:30, it's a good start time, so you'll be home at a good time as well.
We have to keep in mind that we all have to be in school as well on the Thursday morning.
Yes, indeed. No excuses.
So, and with such a high volume of our young students as well performing and being a part of the show, it is tiring.
Is it a storyline throughout the show, or is it literally a sort of a beginning?
The way we do it, it's two acts. So our first act consists of a variety of performances. So Gemma is will be doing that as part of our trad group. So in the first the first whole act, we have the trad group, we have a rock band, we have our school choir that also has over 50 students as part of that
amazing.
As well.
We had them, didn't we?
Yes, we had them. We were performing, for the Christmas. So we have them as well opening our show. And we also have a number of dancers. Yeah. We have a dance fusion act and we have some solo performers, clarinets, instrumentalists, pianists. So,
and what amazed me about the choir was the amount of those that were able to actually step forward and deliver really amazing quality solos as well. So it's individually and collectively.
And that's what's nice, to give them that opportunity and that platform as well, specifically on the stage in Ongrian and Theatre. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere better than to step forward and get a solo. So, the second act, and that's, as you can see, they're sporting their Mamma Mia hoodies. The whole second act then is an adapted version of
Mamma
Mia.
Any merch for me? No.
Oh, we might. We might drop you off something, Greg.
That sounds like a promise. I'm taking that as a promise.
I think so. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. So we're going to do a bit of a melody of ABBA now, are we?
Yeah. The way the show is, we have our own adapted script. We actually wrote it because we couldn't get our hands on a shorter school version. So it was a lot of input from the students. They wanted to perform a lot of songs, and we had to leave room for some script work as well. So we have a lot of short snippets of songs.
But it means you can weed out any of the crap bits.
We made it our own, very much with the help as well of Miss Nora Kavanagh, who has been working extremely hard on us as well.
Which personalised it even a bit more. Okay.
Exactly.
So. All right, so how are we doing this?
They're all singing.
So is it a cappella?
No, I have a track here. I'm going to play it now on the speaker.
What are you playing it on? Oh, all right, excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
That thinks of everything, doesn't it, Miss O'Donnell, doesn't she? Yeah. Right, so whenever you're ready then, so... Do you want to lift that up a little bit, Gemma, so it's a bit more comfortable to you? This is radio, right, but I'm really relaxed. So if anyone wants to check anything now, you're happy enough, yes? Everything okay? You can sort of... Right, okay. The sweet spot of the microphone is the B1 or the B2. So if you can try and direct your voice in that direction. And I will look after everything else. So whenever you're ready, Trudy, we'll have Roll It. And we'll have Gemma, Eveen, Sarah and Abigail.
I have a dream, a song to sing, to help me come
are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's you. Sick and tired of everything when I called you last night from Glasgow. All I do is eat and sleep and sing, wishing every show was
the last show.
I was glad to hear you
coming.
Suddenly I feel alright,
and suddenly it's gonna be.
And it's gonna be so different when I'm on the stage tonight. Tonight the super trooper beams are gonna blind me, shining like the sun, smiling, having fun, feeling like a number one. Tonight the super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. Somewhere in the crowd there's you. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free, take a chance on me. If you need me,
let me know. I'm gonna be around when you got no place to go, when you're feeling down,
when you're all alone and the pretty birds have flown. Honey, I'm still free, take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, if you let me try, take a chance on me. Take a chance on me.
We can go dancing, we can go walking, as long as we're together.
Or maybe just talking, you'd get to know me better.
And you know I got so much that I wanna do. When I'm alone, I dream of you, it's magic. You want me to leave it there, afraid of a love affair, but I think you know that I love you so.
Yo, brilliant. Well done. You have to clap yourselves because I can't clap enough on my own. Brilliant stuff. That was lovely. Independently and collectively, really good. Some high notes in there for this time in the morning. But cracked it. Brilliant stuff. Thank you so very much. Really enjoyed that. Gemma McGonagall, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Evan Shields and also Sarah DeLapp and Abigail Toomey. All of
much.
You were fantastic. Thanks collectively.
So
and of course, and just want to point out to the listeners as well, in case you're not aware, we don't have an awful lot of time to get people in here to sort of get them standing in the right place to sort out. A lot of this is done like sort of at short notice. You won't have realised that listening in Radio Land, but it's just really, I'm saying it as a credit to the girls and to Miss Trudy O'Donnell as well for pulling it off as well as they did. Okay, Trudy, thank you. Director of the Mulroy College Variety Show and on Green on Theatre, Letterkenny, Gemma, Evine, Sarah and Abigail, well done. I'm sure everyone associated with you is going to be really, really proud. Tickets just €15 each, family of €4.55, includes booking fees. Thursday, March 14th, almost sold out. Wednesday, March 13th, limited availability. Kickoff at 7:30 p.m. Thank you so much, everyone. Now, we don't do this very often, but we're breaking away from That's Entertainment to bring you some breaking news. And often the breaking news is bad news, OK? But this time we have some good news. Liam Cannon is the Director of Services with the Rafoe Dyson Counselling Services. And he's popped over and joined us in studio because, Liam, we have good news.
We have good news.
Tell us what's been announced today.
Well, I had a meeting this morning. I had several meetings over the last few months because I think everybody was aware that the Pastor Centre were in difficulty in relation to core funding. So over the last few months, I have had several meetings with the HSE and TUSLA in a bid to try and save the services for our county. So this morning, I had a meeting with the HSE and TUSLA again. And the good news is that we have been granted the funding required to put a director of counselling in place, a counselling coordinator and admin support. So, you know, this day has been a long time coming, but it was certainly worth waiting for.
The last, the first time I spoke to you, out of respect to your councillors, your 27 councillors,
yeah.
you'd had yeah. a conversation with them and you said, look, unless something happens, the service is yeah. not being reduced, it's not being adjusted, it was being wound up.
That's right.
And it's yeah. been a long journey. There was good positive indications from TUSLA. Then we were waiting on the HSC. We get the checks and balances, due diligence and all of that type of yeah. stuff, but it has felt like a very long time. Have you been able to tell your councillors and other people involved in the service and the service users that the future now is secure?
Yes, well, an email has gone out to all the councillors and anybody involved in the service just there earlier this morning after I was informed that we were going to be funded. So they have that news, and I'm sure some of them haven't even opened that email as yet. But anyway, you know, they'll hear it one way or the other, hopefully from the email.
But they won't begrudge hearing it.
They won't begrudge. I mean, it's good news.
I think they understand that you wanted to get the information out there because it puts a lot of people, hopefully it puts them at ease. Now, what happens next? Are you going to stay on for a bit during an appointment process, or are those the crosses and the dots that have yet to be determined?
Well, though a lot of this has to be determined as yet. However, I will be staying on until things are in place and settled. You know, so I hope to get the ball rolling on that fairly quickly, you know, to send out the ads for the different posts and the spec for the different posts. And, you know, from there, you know, I'll be trying to get it done as quickly as possible.
And in a way, because obviously this had to be messaged at the beginning of this process in a very easy to understand way. That's the best way to do things, in my view. This, what has been achieved so far actually goes beyond what was initially sought to maintain the service. And am I correct in saying that this now, with a more official involvement of HSC and TUSLA, means that actually maybe we can look forward to this service even growing and being put on a stable, annually funded platform going forward?
Yes, well, absolutely. You know, what we initially, the first day I came in here to speak with you, Greg, it was about putting a director in place, and that was the bare minimum that the service required. However, you know, over the weeks and, you know, through the talks with HSE and TUSLA, you know, they both felt that actually it needed more. It needed a sustainability package in order to kind of go forward. But, you know, my vision here has always been that, you know, the service is so badly needed in the county, particularly for children and young people. And there's huge, you know, potential now for that service to move on and deliver a lot more than what they're currently able to do.
Yeah, and this is a service that is available in many locations around the county. And I'm not being critical of Letterkenny-based services, but often, you know, you feel a little bit left out if you're from outside the area. This has the tentacles of this service reach far and wide, and I hope it grows even further. And Liam, you know, this has grown into the services is under your stewardship, but because of the demand was there, but you've built it up to where it is today. And I think you deserve an amazing amount of credit for that, and also in how you've handled its potential demise. It's very hard to get TUSLA and HSC to the table sometimes, but certainly with a quick turnaround, because mid-March was always the deadline.
Yes.
So, and here we are, right? So I think, and I'm doing this on behalf of your staff, if that's okay, your service users, and whoever else wants me to say this, but fair play to you, Liam, because you created what it is today, and when you do depart, you're going to leave it on an incredibly firm footing going forward, and I'm sure many people are very grateful to you for that.
Well, look, you know, I suppose I did it out of passion, you know, but I really appreciate, you know, your gratitude there, and on behalf of everybody there. I suppose for me, you know, I take a lot of pride and have done over the years in building the service, because I knew how many families and, you know, children, particularly children and young people, that it touched and that it supported and that it helped. And so to take it away, I think, you know, would have been a devastating blow for Donegal. However, you know, I go back to the humble beginnings of it, you know, and, you know, a donation of €853, which was the foundations of the service. So, you know, I suppose for me, you know, looking at what people can actually do with a small amount of money that grows into something like this. And it, again, it wasn't through any other need other than demand.
Okay. And it could never, we could never have allowed it to fail. That was the general consensus when this started. Mm-hmm. But it was in the Dáil, it was everywhere.
Everywhere,
it was
yeah.
picked up everywhere and, yeah. and stuff. Okay, Liam, listen, we don't have any more time. I appreciate you coming in to us at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you making yourself available at is the beginning of the end. if you yes, know, the, yes. the beginning of the end of the crisis and the beginning yes. of a new future.
A new era, yeah. yeah. Okay. It's a new step. And before I go, can I just, very quickly, I just want to acknowledge, you know, all the support out there from the community, from the people on the street, from the politicians, public representatives, you know, particularly, you know, the Harper family. You know, they have been incredible, an incredible support to me over the last while. And again, you know, all the media outlets, including yourselves here at Highland Radio, you have been exceptional throughout this. And, you know, for me, I think the day I came in here the first day, there was a huge weight shifted off my shoulders because I was a lone voice. And it was after that show that people started to really support me and to make calls and to lobby their politicians and everybody out there to get this secured. And, you know, that's one thing I am proud of, is to be from Donegal, because Donegal doesn't give up.
No.
Nope.
You know. Take us on at your peril.
Take this on at my peril.
Take us, no. Yeah. To take us on. No,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah.
They do.
Yeah,
no, yeah. yeah, okay. Listen, so, fair play, Liam. I don't know if you drink coffee or tea or a pint or whatever you do, but have one of the other over the course of the weekend. Congratulations yeah. to you. A big weight lifted off your shoulders.
Big weight. Yeah, big weight lifted, especially today.
Yeah. yeah. All right. And fair play to everyone. As you mentioned, Donna, another one you don't yeah. want. yeah. When she gets on something, she's on it. All right,
Donna's brilliant. Like a dog with a bone. Yeah, but, okay. you know, that's what
that's
has
what
made this
need.
Work.
All
yeah,
right.
absolutely.
All right, listen.
So thank you very much,
what
Greg.
A way to finish a Friday with a bit of positive news.
Yeah.
Well done, Liam.
Okay, thank you very much.
I hope I have thanked you on behalf of everyone out there. Okay, take care. Right, we're back with you on Monday. John Breslin is next. Take care.